On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, is politics in the way of saving the lives of people who overdose? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nancy D. Campbell, professor in the Department of Science and Technology Studies, explores this question.
Overdose was once a quiet and ugly death awaiting the marginalized in dark alleys. Today, it has become culturally central. Overdose prevention has become the unlikely object of a social movement, powered by a miracle drug that helps shift law, policy, medicine, and science towards harm reduction. Naloxone makes resuscitation possible by restoring breathing in an overdose event. Yet activists had to work hard to liberate naloxone from emergency rooms and ORs in order to distribute it in take-home kits to ordinary people. Naloxone works, it saves lives, but it is an artifact with politics. We cannot pretend that naloxone for all is not contentious for some. Naloxone embodies the moral stance of harm reduction, which some think is ambiguous. As overdose has moved from the margins to mainstream, naloxone beckons towards lives unnecessarily lost, preventable deaths not prevented. Nobody should die of overdose. A high overdose death rate signals that we have not cared for the people who have been hurt most by the war on drugs, first pursued by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1954. An antidote cannot heal, but it can give us a bit of breathing room, another chance to get it together, another way to repair relationships with the people who have been most harmed by what has become a war on drug users. Naloxone is available to be on hand in every first aid kit and medicine cabinet. Is it in yours?
That was Nancy D. Campbell of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.